right?
No!
Heather Koth works as the children's programmer for the Quincy Public Library. She plans the day-to-day activities, including story time and the summer reading events.
It's amazing. It's a great, great job. You know, we always say that we get paid in high fives and hugs.
Koth is known as Miss Heather when she is inside the library, but when she's off the clock, she goes by another name.
She's serving 20 to life and on loan from the Adams County Penal League. It's Felony O'Connor!
Felony O'Connor, or rather Heather Koth, is a founding member of Quincy's first women's roller derby league, the Dark River Derby Coalition.
It's really the most fun I've ever had doing anything. You know, I've got a great group of friends, really good support group, and these are just things that you never even would think would come along with this.
The DRDC, as the team is more commonly known, is wrapping up its first season. The idea of forming the team came out of a Quincy Not-So-Fine Arts Society meeting in the summer of 2010. Koth has been involved from the beginning, but her desire to derby goes back to the 2005 television series Roller Girls.
You know, the powerful woman and the getting to have an alter ego, especially since I work with kids and since I work at the library. It's nice to be able to not be Miss Heather sometimes. It's nice to be Felony O'Connor sometimes, especially when I don't want to be very nice.
Roller derby seems to be the perfect outlet for women who don't want to be nice because it's a full contact sport without scripts or predetermined results. The 60-minute bouts, as the matches are called, are split into two 30-minute periods. Each team is allowed 5 skaters on a track at one time during a jam, which is when points can be scored. Teams score points each time their jammer, usually a small quick skater, gets past an opposing player. The opposing team does not just stand around, though, and let the jammer go free. That can lead to vicious hits, multiple trips to the penalty box, and some scary collisions.
Once again, with that nice booty block out.
Oh, another! We've had multiple big hits.
Oh.
It looks like we might have an injury here.
Crystal Clark is a mother of two from Monticello, Illinois. She's a professional photographer who's been a member of the Vice Quads Derby team out of Champaign-Urbana for about a year and a half. Clark is not an imposing figure, standing 5'2" and weighing about 100 pounds. She was the jammer during a recent bout between the Vice Quads and the DRDC. As Clark was coming around a curve in the track, she saw two DRDC blockers converging on her, so she tried to skate to the outside.
And it was working, but I don't remember, because they totally knocked me out, which is probably the reason that people come to roller derby, and I'm fine now, so it's okay.
The collision left Clark with a mild concussion and a dislocated shoulder.
I guess I should be happy that it knocked me out, because I don't think I would have wanted to felt that. Putting it back in was extremely painful, so I'll just take one end of that.
Clark says even after a hit like that, it is not a question of if she will return to the track, but when.
This is an opportunity that I know I will get once, and so as soon as I can get back out there, I'll take every minute that I can.
JJ Malioko with the DRDC completely understands where Clark is coming from.
Roller derby isn't just a sport. Roller derby isn't just a fad. Roller derby is a lifestyle. It's a way of living. It's a way of being. Pretty much, I eat, sleep, and dream derby.
Malioko, a.k.a. the Scarlet Slammerai, says the DRDC is a grassroots effort. The team shares the duties of scheduling bouts, organizing practices, promoting the team, and recruiting new members. Malioko says the DRDC is also breaking down stereotypes, especially the ones that say women should not be involved in a contact sport.
As far as, you know, derby girls are this, that, and the other, and it's like, you know, we're women, first of all. We're not derby girls, we're derby women. And we're strong, we're independent, and we're here to kick some butt.
That mindset continues to spread. There are now several hundred women's roller derby leagues throughout the United States, and with more teams come more fans. Heather Koth with the DRDC says it was early on in her first match when she realized why she was taking hit after hit.
There's this little girl on the side, and she looks at me so very, very seriously, and she's like, "Don't give up hope, Felony. Never give up." That was when everything just sort of clicked for me, and I realized that, you know, at least while we're out there, we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for everybody else.
That includes 18-year-old Abby Fryer, who came to the last bout to watch Koth. They know each other from the Quincy Public Library. Fryer says as soon as she is 21, she is signing up for the DRDC.
I guess I'm very aggressive, and it's something that it's
I just love the contact sports.
The Dark River Derby Coalition hopes to find more kindred spirits as it continues to provide an outlet for women who are looking to have fun, be competitive, and maybe blow off a little steam.
Oh! Havoc Moon taking a spot in the penalty box.
I'm Jason Parrott.